So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
I think she just butchered Spanish in front of what was like a Nazi flag or something. I'm pretty sure she was in front of a Nazi flag. That was Jill Biden, guys, the most real, genuine, and most popular first lady in human history, actually, in America, butchering a very simple phrase, si se puede, yes, we can. Even my accent was better than that. I'm joined today in the studio by Sarah Gonzalez from The News and Why It Matters. Also, she has her own YouTube channel. You can follow her on Instagram. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for finally having me. I was starting to get a complex.
Oh, because I hadn't had you on?
Yeah.
Well, you're just too beautiful for the show. We can have too many hot girls on the show.
Right.
But now you're here.
Don't want to overload people.
Don't want to overload them. And plus, we had to balance out the male energy here. We got James Klug, who's joining for the first time, just got back from the border.
Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it. I've been wanting to come on for a while, so really happy to be here.
I wish it was better times. You guys can follow him on YouTube, Instagram, everywhere as well. On that note, guys, we're going to be talking a lot about the border crisis. What's going on down there is insane. In fact, it's just stupid. One might even challenge and think that this is an intentional attack on our sovereignty. While we're going to look at a lot of funny things, I do warn you that some of the images and videos we're going to watch, some of which were captured by James, are actually quite shocking and in some ways abhorrent to a point where you would think it would be a crisis, except the Democrats won't call it that because they plan for this to happen. And on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive. This is the best worst show on Blaze TV. We have confetti of color. We have the proper noun before the description. Yeah, I got James giving the thumbs up. That's true. My name's Elijah Schaefer. I'm at least your top 17 host. And I tell you that because there's only about 15 YouTube shows that are conservative. So if I don't make it in the top 17, I'm doing something wrong. And before we jump, okay, so we have a video that actually came from you. You were just at the border. The crisis is insane. And before we talk about it, I just want to play a video of exactly what he's been encountering at the not crisis, perfectly okay border challenge that's been going on. Okay, tell us what's going on here, please. Is that an invasion or is that a surge? I don't want to sound racist.
Okay, first of all, we have open border policy pretty much right now. This is probably around 3 a.m. in the morning, and this is happening daily, nightly down. This is all in La Jolla, Texas. And you get groups of people. Usually it's around like 10 people coming every like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. But right now in this video, that's about 60 plus totally standard. That's actually a small group for down there. And all these people just illegally crossed the U.S. and are literally, this is the biggest difference between what was going on under Trump's administration, what's going on now. These people are all walking directly toward CBP agents. They're just turning themselves in. They're not even trying to sneak across.
And this is your footage. This isn't doctored. This is not like AOC said, like, you know, this is a white supremacist, white nationalist type of aim for this. I mean, Sarah, I'm just interested. When you see this, this is right at our border. Like, this is right at the southern border. We're here. We're in a southern state. I mean, how is this acceptable?
I mean, it's a great question because I'm asking that question to all of the people who chose to vote for the Biden-Harris administration. They had to know that this was going to happen. And if this law isn't followed, what's the point of having any laws, right? I mean, you have a law. And by the way, it's not a racist law because even Mexico has come back and said, America, your policy is killing us because we have too many illegal immigrants in our country. Could you please stop? But we're told that it's racist to enforce our border laws, so therefore we don't. I mean, it's insane. And I will say, I mean, we can get into it, but I think it is the most uncompassionate thing that you can do to these people to set them up to come across the border knowing what conditions they are going to, you know, be faced with.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I think that we were talking a little bit about how this is a very unsafe environment, guys. We're going to talk about how they're actually moving the southern border north, and they're actually causing an infiltration, something that's impeachable, I would say. And also, they're doing it at the expense of our tax dollars and also at the expense of our safety. This is insanity. And that's why it's more important than ever, guys, that you continue to protect yourselves. I'm not telling you to go out, shoot someone, take their life, anything. I'm telling you, we're down to the bottom line here where you've got to keep your body safe, which is why I have to tell you about the body armor that I trust, that Savannah trusts. It's the official body armor of this show. And you know that we've been in some very scary and crazy places. And that's why I trust AR-500 armor to be who I want to trust this torso. And guys, this is a torso I need to protect, believe me or not. But I want to tell you this. So they make buying body armor easy. If you're like me, I'm from LA. I'm like, body armor? What? And so I don't know what to do. So I just go onto their website, go to ar500armor.com/offensive. And it's so easy. For less than $100, you can outfit yourself or your family member with life-saving armor. And that's really cool. You know, I even got some for my wife and she wears it. They have some low profile ones that are light for females as well. And for only a few dollars more, you can get a larger carrier and plates with a bit more coverage, which is very important, especially if you live in a southern state. If you know at in New York, they have a bill. They're trying to ban body armor actually in New York. So not only are they trying to ban weapons, you know that they're trying to ban.
Shut up.
They're trying to ban body armor, make it illegal to wear a bulletproof vest. That's a real thing.
You can't protect
thing.
Yourself at all there.
No. Okay. You can't even be offensive. You can't be defensive. Right. Guys, do what I trust. Go to ar500armor.com/offensive to see the packages. Get 20% off anything else in their entire store right now. Go to ar500armor.com/offensive. Get 20% off their entire store. Do not wait. Okay, so like you were saying, Sarah, it's extremely common throughout the day and night, what I'm seeing, for groups of like 5 to 10 illegal immigrants to just walk through, turn themselves in. And I think we have a video here. This was also captured by you. Can we put it up on the screen? Walk us through what's actually happening here.
Well, this is one of those spots. There's spots where CBP agents are throughout the night. They have their lights on. As soon as they apprehend like one group, basically, and I'm not even joking when I say this, you'll get people like families, unaccompanied minors. You'll get a lot of, I saw hundreds of unaccompanied minors just this last week. And they'll quite literally come out of the bushes. They'll come out of the bushes and walk straight to CBP. And then CBP, basically what they do is they separate them. They ask them questions, separate the unaccompanied minors from the rest of the people. But what Sarah was talking about right there, like the actual dangers involved with all this, this is probably one of the biggest things. And it's not showing compassion. Basically, what we've done is we've incentivized people to make the dangerous journey up north. A lot of these children are being stolen, kidnapped for sex trafficking. A lot of children are being actually recycled because kids, if a parent brings a kid, it actually increases their chances of just being let into the U.S. So Border Patrol agents will actually see the same kids recycled. Because basically cartels use them to, you know, someone pays and they can bring a kid across with them that'll help them get into the U.S. I mean, it's just everything about what's going on down there when it comes to the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the amount of deaths that we see in the Rio Grande River right at our southern border. I mean, it's actually pretty horrifying. And the cartels, these human smugglers, they don't care. As soon as they see that final wristband, the cartels put these wristbands on people, tracking the status of payment for transit. As soon as they see that green wristband on the person, you know, it doesn't matter if they fall behind, fall in the river, whatever, they're leaving them behind and they're going to die. And the human smuggler is not going to turn around or anything if it increases their chance of getting arrested. It's just it's actually insane down there.
Yeah, I know. Department of Homeland Security, Majorca said, the director said, these parents were like brave, that we've got to understand them sending their kids on the journey. You just had a kid.
Oh, I mean, my God.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds making the journey by themselves, which, number one, I don't know that I buy the idea that a 9-year-old would walk all the way from Honduras to our border by themselves, strictly by themselves. But I mean, let's take what they're saying at face value for a second. My 8-year-old is not capable of that. And I know that. And as a good parent, I would never allow these kids to be either A, unaccompanied totally, or B, accompanied by a complete stranger who does not have a vested interest in my child's safety. So there are a lot of people who are spewing a lot of nonsense about, you know, compassion and only mothers and only parents who really love their children would do this for them. And I have to say the exact opposite. You are not a good parent if you just leave your kid to their own devices to get sex trafficked or put them in the hands of a coyote who, as James said, is just going to dump them if the times get rough. I mean, it is horrible parenting. I totally understand the idea. If you are born in a different place and you want a better life for your children, completely understand that. But there is absolutely no way in hell that I am letting my kid go anywhere like that on a dangerous journey. And I'm not at least with them.
No, and I know. And there's this ad that we brought up from Chipotle. I don't know if you've seen this one that we've talked about a few times. They basically, it's really weird too. These are pinto bean burritos, and this is like on a site, and they literally put this up. Okay. Apparently they're people. I didn't think people treated people like this. And what shocks me though, is that, you know, George Ventura from the Daily Caller was like, Representative Brian Babin and Representative Ronnie Jackson provided photos to the Daily Caller for their visit inside the overcrowded temporary overflow Donna facility. They were literally almost on top of each other, Jackson told the Daily Caller. Pods for 32 people are holding around 500. Some of the stats that I brought up is that it's at 1,700% capacity, some of these facilities. And actually, at any peak in Donald Trump's presidency, when AOC was crying and shrieking, going on a period tantrum, you found out, well, you know, she wasn't actually, she was wearing all white. Everyone knows that's not what was going down.
You don't do that.
No, but she was crying. Now, at any moment right now, there are three times as many unaccompanied illegal immigrant children in custody than there were at the height of Donald Trump's presidency. And there is absolutely no outrage. This shows that all of their care, the protests, the violence, it was all fake. It was all manufactured. And you see these images. And the reason why I'm laughing is because I'm going, this is so sad. There's nothing I can do but just laugh at the government for pretending like Trump's problem was a crisis. And this is just, like they always say, a overt challenge. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously, when they're faced with this issue, it's never a crisis. It's not, you know, it's just a situation that they are just, they're just trying to turn back Trump's broken system. When in actuality, at least Trump, you know, I understand when you get overwhelmed at the border, you don't have the facilities to house these people. I completely understand that, because that's what happened to Trump when you had that caravan coming. And it's like, okay, but when you don't have the facilities to hold these people, you have to set up temporary facilities. They are not going to be as good as the normal facilities. I would have been willing to give the Biden administration a pass on that if it weren't for the fact that they completely politicized it and acted like, you know, Trump was the devil. Trump had concentration camps running on the border because of that. And so because they are encouraging the people to come through, and then once they come through, they're putting them in these facilities, in these conditions where they don't even see the sunlight. And not to mention, during what they are telling all of us is a crisis in our country with COVID, they're shutting down our businesses. Our kids are not allowed to go to school, but they're going to teach migrant children over in San Diego. So on all sides of the border, they're completely hypocritical. They're obviously using it as a political football. And in the meantime, not only do these migrants suffer, but the American people are suffering because, A, they're unleashing people who are COVID positive into specifically Texas, which, thank you very much, Joe Biden. And then B, our children are still suffering. Our people are suffering with all of these COVID restrictions because apparently the pandemic is so serious, we're supposed to take it very, very seriously. Yet all of these people can just prance right in.
I think there's a massive difference between what was going on under the Trump administration and what's going on now when it comes to, there was a surge because we were cracking down on illegal immigration. We were implementing the Remain in Mexico policy. Yep. We were, getting rid of the whole catch and release thing. That's what started a lot of these caravans saying, okay, well, let's try to get in. Let's do our best. What we're seeing now is the Biden administration getting rid of Remain in Mexico so they can come up to the U.S. border to seek asylum. And not only that, but also, you know, cross the border illegally to seek asylum, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to go to a legal point of entry. And also, they're not turning anyone away. It's catch and release. The majority of these people that are on those videos that you were showing, the majority of those people are just being let in the United States. This morning, when I was in McAllen, Texas, all you would see was migrants walking around the airport with little envelopes that say, hey, I don't speak English. Where should I go? Incredible. You know, they have their list. Yeah, even in Dallas here, I saw them walking around. Of course, we're going to get a spike in people crossing the border illegally. I mean, how could you think there would be any other result to these actions that have been done under the Biden administration? Like, no duh.
That's why they're called magnets.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, check this out.
It's insane.
I want to get your thoughts on this, guys, because, you know, when we're talking about the idea that when the DHS secretary says things like, you know, these are migrants, we are going to not treat them like they're criminals, and then he enables them. And then you see articles like this article from The Blaze, just to show you how dire it actually is. Their 6-month-old baby girl is rescued after being thrown from a raft into the Rio Grande by smugglers. The child was with her mother, whose leg was broken by smugglers. We have the image here. I believe this is the Texas Rangers that were rescuing the 6-month-old. God be with Texas. We are amazing, honestly. But it says here that a 6-month-old baby girl was saved by Texas Rangers and U.S. Border Patrol agents earlier this month. who recovered her after she was thrown from a raft by smugglers while being taken across the Rio Grande River in the U.S. The Texas Department of Public Safety reported in a social media post Tuesday that Texas Rangers out of its South Texas Special Operations Group assisted Border Patrol on March 16th with a six-month female child who had been thrown out of a raft and into the Rio Grande by these people. And, you know, I don't know what to say here. When I see this, I mean, I have watched some of this stuff. I have seen this. We have a video clip that I'm going to warn you about, guys. This is a thermal video. You probably have seen this already, but this is smugglers just dropping toddlers over what probably is like a 20 or 30 foot wall, at least, right? Would you say?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch this. This is horrifying. Okay, so from what you're watching, James, just describe what's happening here and what, like, this is the kind of stuff you're seeing over there. I mean, what are these people doing? What the hell, for someone like me living here in a studio, comfortable? What am I watching?
I mean, that's quite literally a coyote tossing children over, about a 15-foot wall right there. And when it comes to these final payment, these wristbands that I was talking about, these green wristbands that they have for tracking payment for the transit, they towards the end, they really don't care. Once they've gotten their payment, it doesn't really matter how you get there. If you're an inconvenience, they're doing exactly what you're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. If you're an inconvenience, if you're a child, they're treating you like this. If you're crossing the river or crossing a massive wall right there, they're not looking at these people like humans. And this is what we talk about. We talk about the conditions that encouraging these illegal crossings creates. The conditions of these people do not care about these little kids. They don't care about the adults. They don't look at them as humans. They look at them as dollars. And right now, business is booming. These migrants are as valuable as drugs to these cartels right now. Yep. They're not looked at as humans.
I sometimes when I do this show, I want to like laugh more and comment, but when you watch this stuff, it drives something into you that makes you angry, not at the people who are poor and the coyotes who are doing this, who are drafted in, but make you so upset at the people enabling this, the people that are smarter than this, the ones that know that this stuff happens when you change policy. And to know that the Biden administration is sitting there and allowing this to happen makes you know that this is not an accident. This is not something that was just happened, like we didn't know this would happen. This was an intentional move on his part to sacrifice the safety of young children. And we'll take the left rhetoric, little brown children, little Hispanic, even some Asian, some black in this case, minority children across the southern border, and he will sacrifice their lives. That 6-month-old, their toddler recently who just drowned and they tried to resuscitate, the blood of those people is on his hands because they said that the blood of everybody who died in custody was on Trump's hands.
Right.
And yet he's not taking any responsibility.
Yeah, that's what's so frustrating. Now, I will say, I do disagree with you that Joe Biden has any intention at all, because I don't know that Joe Biden even knows where he is at any given point in time. But the people who are pulling his strings certainly know what they're doing. But to them, it's worth, all of these children who don't make it across. So the dead children, anyone's, all of the hardships that they face making the trip, it's worth it to these politicians because their end game obviously is get a new voting block. But I tell you what, they're going to need it when all of these illegal immigrants, they just released, 30,000 illegal immigrants into our state. They just did a big dump and released all of them, by the way, without court dates. Yes, without court dates, because they're so overwhelmed. Yeah. They're not even giving them a court date. They're just like, okay, see ya. So now all of these people are in our system, in our country. They're not even giving them a court date. And I got to tell you, when they go in and they take and they steal, really, historically, it's been minorities' jobs, legal minorities, blacks and Hispanics who are doing these jobs that these illegal immigrants are going to come in and take. I got to tell you, they're going to need a new voting block, because I think more and more minorities are going to wake up that they are being used by the Democrats, by the left. And really, when it comes down to it, the left doesn't give a shit about them, which is why they want all of these illegal immigrants to come in and take their jobs.
Yeah. And they're gonna
need those votes.
I think one thing too, I mean, pointing at what you were just talking about is they are the people that get affected by this the most is going to be minorities, generally speaking, low wage earners. This is who illegal immigrants, this is who they affect the most. And one of the things that a lot of people aren't even talking about is, you know, these people just, these same people, these the folks on the left, they just talked about COVID all of last year. And right now we have
this year too.
Spike.
Right. When he was leaving, remember?
True, true.
It was the time. It was a time to actually bring back science.
True. And now that we have the worst numbers we've seen in immigration, the worst numbers we've seen in the last 20 years when it comes to these facilities. No talk of COVID-19. No talk of allowing all these people in. There, like you mentioned, no court dates, anything like that. Okay. Well, what we just had was COVID-19 destroy millions of low wage jobs, and now you guys are allowing illegal immigrants to come to this country willy nilly to take those positions.
And by the way, you know, Joe Biden himself called Texans, you know, we have Neanderthal thinking for thinking we should possibly do things like roll back mask mandates and allow businesses to open up at 100%. Yet what kind of thinking is it to just allow all of these COVID positive people to come in through our borders?
Well, and you know it's government because you mentioned a second ago about the Manila envelopes. This was all over the airport.
God, that is infuriating.
But
to
George, all over. I saw them this morning.
Yeah, you saw it this morning. So, I have a tweet from George. You know, this is a reminder, guys. Follow Sarah on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Follow James on Twitter. If you can't wait for shows, you don't want to wait for podcasts to kind of get information. You want to kind of get it in real time. Twitter is a really good place. Instagram is an extremely good place as well. So either one of those, make sure you follow us there. It's very important. Anyway, George said here on my screen, Savannah, he goes, on my flight to Houston from McAllen, Texas, mostly migrants on my flight. And I want to correct this and say, I know that George is trying to be politically like savvy here a little bit with,
I know exactly what you're going to
say with this, but these are illegal immigrants. These are invaders. These are not migrants.
Migrants come through a legal point of entry.
Right.
Right.
These are people being shifted and being surged on us. And when AOC said that this was surge is a white supremacist word, meaning military invasion, actually a surge means a great strength and movement and upflow of people, which is exactly what's happening.
I mean, imagine not having access to just checking a definition.
Right. And I'm not blaming these kids. Just listen. No. But look at this envelope right here. They have a number on them like they are cattle. Okay. This is important. Please help me. I do not speak English. What plane I need to take? I think, do I need to take? Thank you for your help. And then it's like, McAllen 5:01 p.m. Houston 6:17 p.m. Newark. So they're going to like Newark.
Yeah, they all look like that, by the way. We haven't confirmed who's giving them these.
Which is horrifying. Uh-huh. How the hell do we not know that? Whose money is being used?
I'm really not sure. I think
they have cash in the envelopes, I heard, too.
For sure. So,
well, like $2,500, right?
My Spanish-speaking source asked the lady, and she said that she was given $2,500. And then when my Spanish-speaking source asked her, because I don't speak Spanish, when she asked her, okay, was it a charity or a church that gave it to you? She said no. So now that was just one person.
Right.
If I had to guess, I think it's a mixture of, just from what I've gathered, I think it's a mixture of the Catholic Church, and I think it is government funding it as well. I think I think someone's paying for the flights.
Is a charity? And I want to bring in a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
Proverbs says that those who do not care about the needs of the poor, like, they're basically condemned. I do care about these people. You can both care about these people wanting a better life. You can also care about your country too, realizing that a lot of the reason why these people are coming is because your country did something stupid and encouraged them to come.
Yes.
Sure. Not to mention that, but what people don't talk about is George Soros funded groups that are in these countries, spreading that information, getting the surge to come to disrupt our voting system. And people say, someone said, what do you mean the voting system? And I said, well, because the Democrats play to win long term.
Yeah.
Yes, these people will probably never vote. And I'm not in the conspiracy like, well, all the illegals are voting. I don't think that's true. I think that once they do have kids here, their kids are citizens and they vote. And I also think that over generations, those kids have kids and they vote too. And so there's a surge of wanting to create a dependency on the government and a population that is used to voting Democrat. And Hispanics do. And I do believe with them busing these people around the country, flying them into places, I've noticed a lot of them are being put into red states too. Like a lot of people are being bussed in the thousands into red states, letting go in an honor system. I think this is a long-term decades plan, just like the immigration changes in the 60s and in the 80s, to change fundamentally the voting bloc in this country, not on a racial ground because white supremacy, but just because they know that minorities are a dependent voting bloc and they need to get them further away from the border.
You guys, if they were voting majority Republican, that wall would be done within 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
It's like it's done.
It's okay,
that wall would be finished.
Pop tart level.
Which honestly,
they would have all hands on deck.
Yeah,
and I think that is. I think that's a major factor. I think that's a huge factor for why they just don't really watch my language. Don't really care.
Yeah. You're better than me.
You can see. You can curse. You can curse. She just said, "Don't say a lot." We just said, "Don't say 30 curse words." Like,
don't overuse it.
Like, I'll take it easy.
Nicole Arbour. She said like 23 f words. Oh, I think, and it was just like a lot of.
Savannah's
bleeding.
Like sweating over there. Okay, here's another one.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that is a major factor. I think that's a crazy, crazy good point, and I think that's absolutely the truth. I think that they do know that there is a long term plan here, and that plan will work.
Yeah,
and they know that,
which is frustrating too, because not only are Hispanics, I mean, when you look at socially, a lot of them are very conservative.
Absolutely.
So it's frustrating to see them continue to vote, for Democrats. Now, I will say, I do think Trump pulled, some mm-hmm. record numbers of, Hispanics, Blacks, Asian Americans, as white supremacist as he was. He managed to get all of these, voting blocks to vote for him in higher numbers than we have seen. But it's very frustrating to see them continue to turn towards the left, who has so obviously used them as a political pawn in, as you were saying, in this game of who can get the most votes. Well, if we get these people dependent on us, they have to continue voting for us. And obviously the Democrats have done a great job of that. It's just frustrating as a Hispanic because not only are they socially conservative, but the people who have come here the right way, the people like my family who came here the right way, to me, it's a slap in the face to support something like this. It has nothing to do with race, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're demonizing the people who have come here the right way, who waited, who did it the correct way. You're completely disrespecting them, slapping them in the face mm-hmm. for doing it the right way. And by the way, can they get their money back?
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'm up 10 grand my wife. Before we jump though any further, I want to talk a little bit about some of the atrocities that are happening and pointing out the hypocrisy of the way that the left and the establishment have treated this crisis. But I also want to talk to you guys about something really important. As you know, we are in definitely a crisis. Bad things are happening around the country, around the world, but also do not forget about your privacy online. Beyond VPNs and all of these things, I want to let you know that there are free email services out there like Gmail and Yahoo, but guess what? They aren't really free. You're paying with your privacy. I would say you're even paying with your soul, which is why I want to talk to you about StartMail. This is a really cool thing that I use, that a lot of you have started to use. And this is something for you to have complete control of your privacy online. See, these companies like Google, they have access to every email you send and receive. I'm telling you this, except Hillary Clinton's emails, which got deleted. But big tech can sell all your data to the highest bidder, and they do. And they use this to market against you, even to use things against you. StartMail keeps your email completely private, period. This is so important. Every email is encrypted, and even if the recipients don't use encryption, which means big tech can't read, scan, analyze, or sell your personal information ever, not even Big Brother can snoop around your email. And guys, I've had my information handed over to the feds for just being a journalist. I've had that happen to me. It did. And so don't let that happen. Don't let your communications be handed over. Don't let people sell your information. StartMail prevents government agencies from spying on you. And with StartMail, deleted means deleted. Once it's gone, it's gone. You delete that email, you never see it again. It's gone forever. And I'm not saying to go do the bad things. This is what we're getting to. It's not about sending pornography or doing the wrong thing or being involved in crime. It is a crime to have free speech today. It is a crime to think freely. It is a crime to share your opinions online. That's what we're getting down to. And so a lot of you guys never knew your need for it. Please go to startmail.com/offensive. That's startmail.com/offensive today. And you get 50% off your first year. That's startmail.com/offensive. Get 50% off your first year. Please don't wait. Okay, guys, so we're talking about this. So we have this video as I believe of Border Patrol. They were, CBP was reviving a drowned 9-year-old migrant, illegal immigrant. We need to stop taking the left's words. These are illegals. We can have compassion and be honest at the same time. So I don't know if you can put that video on the screen, Savannah. So warning, I guess it contains graphic content. So James, you're gonna walk us through videos. What are we looking at? I haven't been to the border in a long time. What is this?
It looks like Rio Grande River, and looks like they're. Let's see. This is where they do a lot of crossing. So you'll have human smugglers that put a bunch of people in a little raft, and get across as quick as possible. But for this video, I haven't seen this exact video, but it looks like they just rescued. Did they just rescue a little girl?
A nine-year-old boy. Or nine-year-old boy, or I'm not sure who the gender.
Well, I mean, guys, this is something that's happening almost every single day down there. It's literally horrifying, and most of the kids don't get rescued. Most of them don't, because they're not around any of our heroic CBP agents or anyone like that down there. You also have sheriff. I mean, you get state troopers down in Texas right now, at the southern border right now, and this is happening all the time. This is happening all the time. And they find a lot of these bodies that maybe a week after, just because nobody's around when it happens.
It's like I was saying, it's just so maddening as a parent to see this, because I know this is such a dangerous journey. There is no freaking way I would let my kid go with someone who did not have a vested interest in them. I mean, you just know that as a parent. I don't care how dire your circumstances are, you at least go with them so that you can protect them. That's what you're there for as a parent.
And I know, and it's blacked out, and they're doing chest compressions, and it's just like, we've known this is a problem, and apparently we haven't just known this is a problem. And I like when the left's immediate reaction is, why do you pretend like it's a problem now? You're like, no, I thought it's always been a problem. When we were talking about it, I was always honest, like, yeah, these conditions are not good. Right. But that's why I was like, that's why we need to crack down.
Which is why you need to discourage them from making the dangerous trip.
They think they have a good point there, but everyone center right, whatever it was in 2019, let's say, everyone was talking about the conditions, and that's why we wanted to crack down on it. That's why we wanted to do something about it. In 2020, we saw it actually worked. In February, there was 40,000 apprehensions at our southern border. In last March, there was 33,000 roughly. What do we have this year? 100,000 last month. Yep. I don't know what the numbers are going to be this month. Right around 150,000 apprehensions at the southern border.
Look at the release right there from theblaze.com.
That's what I was talking about. 30,000.
That's what she said. 30,000 illegals. That was the apprehensions last year. Now we've had this many released directly into the country.
Dumped them right in here.
You guys, at this point, and this is kind of, I'm like semi-joking saying this, but this is almost a slap in the face to that anybody that's actually had to sneak across our freaking border. I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's heavy.
You don't even have to sneak.
I was with the Mark Morgan, the former acting commissioner for CBP over down at the border. And we were looking at a group of about 30 people, women and children, a lot of unaccompanied. Mm-hmm. We were looking at them. We're like, yeah, every single one of those will be released in the U.S. Hands down. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt.
Can you explain this to me? Because I don't know if you know. I don't know. Why are they being released into the U.S.? Like, I don't understand immigration that well, and I'm okay to admit that. I mostly just film people blowing things up, and then I laugh at like alphabet people and stuff. But what is actually going on, and why are we let's just put them into the country?
Well, our asylum process is a complete joke, but that's what catch and release is. That's why we had children, unaccompanied children, being trained up to the U.S. border under Obama, and that was a major, major deal. It was a big deal. The right talked about the conditions. The right talked about the sex trafficking and the kidnapping and it's literally a nightmare. And that's what Trump actually decided to tackle once and for all, saying this is a disaster. CBP has been complaining, and they actually did something about it. Excellent. That was good for immigrants. That was good for these migrants. That was good for the American people. That's good for jobs. That's good for everyone. That's good for Border Patrol safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for some reason the left has this thing in their head where it's like, oh, well, let's score some, Sarah, you were mentioning maybe it wasn't Joe Biden. Let's score some woke points. Someone said that to him.
Yeah.
And let's just reintroduce all this stuff. So there's a nightmare again at our southern border.
I also think that there's a lot to be said about they don't like that the optics are bad, mm-hmm. and they know that the attention is on them. And the quicker that they can get these illegal immigrants out of the facilities and into the population,
for sure,
the less they are there to be filmed, to be photoed. So I think that there really is a strategy there of, you know what, let's just get them processed, get them out of here. They don't even need a court date. Get them wherever they need to go. Okay, they need to flood the country. Get them into the country, because at least then the journalists can't come take pictures of them, looking like Chipotle burritos.
Also, what's the difference between what was going on under Donald Trump and now. Like, I think a lot of these photos we're looking at, it's like, okay, Trump, there was maybe cages separating people. A lot of times they separate people to make sure that the children aren't being molested.
Again,
stuff like
the
that.
Humane thing to do.
Of course,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those little minor details, like just making sure kids aren't molested. You right. know, like just
those
little
minor
things.
Details.
Little,
yeah. Right. Yeah, and now you look at the photos and it looks like they're in a Ziploc bag. So we're yeah. less right. upset about the Ziploc bag with COVID.
Well, self-defecating too. No, look at this. So I'm going to show you how much of a joke the West is. I know this is Canada, but look at this. So Justin Trudeau, the man famous for peeing sitting down, which is okay if you have to.
Wait, what?
If you have to, I know judgment, but he does. Like, this is how the left is. This was just
incredible.
A couple days ago.
Incredible.
Was saying that, you know, if That's you come awesome. Back into their country and, you know, you already have to pay to do a self-quarantine and you have to pay out of your pocket like $2,800 to be in a hotel. But if you come back and you're positive for COVID, you have to quarantine in a designated government facility, which it's not optional. So they have internment right. camps in Canada for their own citizens. In Australia, they have internment camps as well that they've set up. And the US is like kind of like that in a lot of states and cities with this very militant lockdowns that are still going on around the country. I was just in Los Angeles. It was horrifying to see the level and the fear. People, I saw a family with two gloves on, face shields, double masks, and kids, like 2-year-olds.
It was like the last
little,
video
like,
I did.
Big gloves, like wiggling off their hands. And I'm going, okay, people out there are psychotic. Like they wouldn't even let me, like it was so crazy.
They would lose their mind if they came to Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have a heart attack. Yeah. We just filmed a video out there doing a triple mask petition where I'm wearing a triple mask and a face shield and people are signing saying federally mandated triple masking 100%. We got literally multiple people in a row in LA had no problem getting it.
You saw that woman who tried to advocate for mandatory masks at the school board and she ran out of breath. I'm gonna leave it there. Masking. But I want to bring this in. We know that our country has pretended to take this seriously. We have this video from Kamala Harris in 2019 talking about this being a human rights abuse from her own mouth. This is cackling Kamala.
We have to watch this.
We do have to watch it. Take off your headphones if you don't want to play it. Play it.
What's happening with the detention of these children?
Oh, here
the
we
circumstances
go.
By which they arrived.
At least she's always been in pretty good shape. I always give her that.
Stop it, Elijah.
As long as she's not cackling.
I'm just being like the left.
Spawn of Satan, but at least she's in good shape.
This is the left always says. Well, at least she's a healthy, strong woman.
I mean, let's talk about how she got to where
Wait,
she is.
Yes. Yikes. One of the first things I'm going to do is shut down these private facilities. Shut them down. And they are open and they are filled to capacity. You lying. Oh, wait. Ricky said I can't call her. I can't call her that.
Why?
I got in trouble for this before.
But she is. But she is one.
She is one. It was because here's what happened is that the social media companies have made an attack on her, like a sexism, like misogynistic with her. So if you call her that, it's not
if
about
you call her.
Yeah.
That,
so if I call her that,
but not if I call no. her that, she is a lying.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, they have new misogyny.
She said it.
You know, misogyny is now a crime as well in the UK. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know that. Mm-hmm. But I want to say that she is. And this is where the disinformation comes out, right? We had AOC taking pictures, crying, Kamala saying we have to shut these down. It's a human rights abuse. And then, you know, now
she won't even visit the border.
She won't visit the border. And here's what AOC is now saying, twisting the words of our own English language, a feat that is for someone who has a hard time even speaking it. Let's listen to this.
Well, we're talking about it. They just don't like how we're talking about it because it's not a border crisis. Oh, it's an imperialism crisis. It's
shut
a climate
up,
crisis.
You
it's
dumb
a trade crisis.
This waitress.
Is not a surge.
I'm going to say it.
These are children. And they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded.
Mm.
Which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy.
You guys, she's so stupid.
But it's a white supremacist idea.
How is that? First of all. How is she elected? Every single time I see her,
she was fortified. You saw the Justice Democrats fortified her into election.
But no, that's
first
unbelievable.
First of all.
One interesting thing is I got a, you know, a lot of CBP agents, they're not supposed to talk to you down there at the border and all that stuff. Every single person we talk to, this is night and day difference over 2019, way worse. Mm-hmm. Sheriffs are saying that. Mm-hmm.
You have Democrat sheriffs, Democrat lawmakers, local lawmakers on the border in Texas
for sure.
who are all saying, Biden, please stop.
It's a nightmare.
This is horrible for us. I mean, Democrats.
They're tired. And look, I just don't want to say how extreme this is getting. Before we jump into this, guys, just a reminder, this is an audio-only podcast. You guys have been hooking us up a lot with amazing reviews. We're going to read a couple at the end. But just a reminder, please, if you're a regular listener of the show and you make it this far in the podcast and you like the show, we hope you do, because if you don't like the show and you're here in the podcast, please figure out something better to do with your life.
You don't like the show, screw you.
Stop watching things you don't
screw
like.
Screw you.
Like, just go do something. Get a hobby.
But what is wrong with you?
But if you do like the show and you want to become a blind viewer, have it on the go in your pocket to listen, please go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please leave us a 5-star review. It's the freest, easiest way to support us. I really appreciate it. I just always want to announce that we are trying to go our audio only audience. It helps as we're demonetized to get advertisers to keep the show going. And that's actually true. If you noticed, we have a new camera. Look at who's on. Look at this. We got a new split. That's because you guys are supporting the show. So we're able to expand, get very attractive guests. You guys, we can get a lot more. But let's go into some of the effects of this. So as much as I would just like to say, like, look, this is out of sight, out of mind, right? And Biden tried to make it out of sight, out of mind, but people like you, have kept it in our sight.
So inconvenient.
Which has
for them.
Been so essential.
So helpful.
Oh my
God. So amazing. So you make Savannah jealous. Savannah's been trying to go down there, but we've been stuck building the studio. But journalists like you are changing the world. Yep. You give us footage that, you know, nobody else is able to give us. And yet we are still missing so much. There's not enough of us. There's not enough of you. There's not enough of people like you.
No one has any balls anymore.
You guys, there was no one when we're down there at that time. There's no one there.
No,
there's no one there.
Well, it's just like with the riots.
Yeah.
I mean, where is CNN? Where is MSNBC? Where are all these people who call themselves mainstream media? It's just you guys.
Yeah. Well, check this out. Some of the stories you might not have heard, I want to talk about this, the way it's actually affecting us. This is a little known story. Shocking, I said, San Diego kicked out American citizens who were homeless, staying at the convention center due to capacity limits at shelters per COVID restrictions to house Biden's illegal immigrants. Point, they kicked out Americans to house illegals. This actually comes from NBC San Diego. It is a real article. Essentially what happened is that obviously there were limits. California has a lot of COVID restrictions. They have a huge homeless problem. They have a lot of problems. They took Americans, put them in the convention center, and then Biden wanted people bussed. Actually, some of them were from Texas, wanted people bussed in and held, the DHS. So they kicked out the homeless and put them into other facilities, aka violated their own COVID restrictions to give priority to illegals in a city-funded convention center that is American taxpayers. So they sacrificed the health and well-being of Americans in dire need and poverty for the sake of illegals. This is sick.
Well, yeah.
America last.
It really is. And I mean, it's a sad state of affairs when you have homeless people in America who would have a better shot at getting taken care of if they just went down to the border and came back through.
For sure.
More than the stimulus. You can get
a free flight to wherever they want. I mean, get your flight to Cancun.
I mean, seriously, like, hey, homeless people, I don't know if you have, slightly offensive podcast, but go down to the border, come back through. You can get you $2,500, a flight to somewhere else, and maybe
short
you
can on rent,
start a new
do
life.
It a few times because it's going to keep happening. They're never going to find you. You'll go from number 3905, like that lady, and you'll be number 12,000. But this could be a full time job. Just get over every week, get an extra $2,500. You can be make six figures, ladies and gentlemen. Stop working hard. Stop going to college. We don't need free tuition. All you need is a little hole in the border, an extra pack of water, and perhaps maybe some mace or something. You might get sexually assaulted. Perhaps your kids will get molested.
But, it's part of the deal.
But yeah, it's just Biden says it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's part of the deal.
That was a horrible statement.
It's baked into the cake.
That was horrible.
It's what's happening.
It was so tasteless.
It is. I mean, that's kind of Biden's trend. It is America last, though.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. And when you look at like the border, I don't know if you guys have any footage of the wall that I took in La Jolla, but obviously
I can go find it on your
page.
Yeah,
obviously Joe Biden, prevented the wall from being built, basically ceased all construction, everything like that. So we go down there and there's tens of thousands of pounds of steel just sitting around. Construction workers are actually there waiting to get back to work. And you look at where the wall ends and it's just an open field. I mean, they could just walk on through. There is no difference between what we have right now and pretty much an open border policy. You come across, you walk straight to Border Patrol,
wow.
You get apprehended, and they release you the following week or days after you're in a facility.
Did you go in a helicopter?
Ziploc bag facility for a bit. That's a drone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's a good shot.
So you guys can see right there, though, those are all that's just steel just sitting there for the wall. And that's all open. That is all open.
That I'm sure, I mean, you know, we've already paid for.
Yeah, it's all paid for.
Yeah, we've already paid for it. It's just going to sit there and be wasted because it's racist to enforce borders, even though literally every other country enforces their freaking borders.
For sure.
Like, well, it's amazing how much they condition. You try going to Japan,
Germany, anything like that, they're not going to, you can't just go there and live.
The Pacific Ocean's also a pretty good border, too, for some of those countries.
But not only do we let people in this country, we give them free education. Yes. We give them free health care. We give, the, like, illegal immigrants, we give them free health care.
Specifically California, New York. Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. You go to an emergency room in California, it's all illegal immigrants. We give them Section 8 housing. We give them, I mean, it's a laundry list of free items. I mean, hell, when they first get here, they get a free flight, free clothes, free food. Some of them are getting hotel rooms,
which is
$86 million worth.
When you have illegal immigrants who come in to commit crimes, which obviously some of them will because there are assholes of every color. But when you have them come in and do this, it's like, yeah, how can you expect someone to respect our laws when we're teaching them not to the moment they set foot in our country? The moment they set foot in our country, we are teaching them you don't have to respect our laws because the second you set foot in our country, we're giving you all of these things. We're giving you, you know, free money. We're giving you a flight. We're giving you clothes. We're giving you all these things. How in the world could we expect them later on to respect our laws?
No, we can't.
We're conditioning them not to.
No, but the first thing they did was break our laws.
Right.
And you get rewarded.
And they get rewarded
for
it.
And you get rewarded big time.
Huge.
More than a stimulus check.
More
honestly,
than an American citizen.
Also, for me personally, I mean, I don't look at this. I think it's easy to look at these people and blame these people. It is frustrating. I understand that 100%.
Yeah.
But for me personally, like, I was kind of thinking about this while I was down there because I was frustrated. It's really just emotionally draining to watch all this going on. And I was thinking to myself, nah, I mean, we give them everything. Of course they're up here. We gave them every incentive to make the dangerous journey, from Central America up to the U.S. border. We gave them every incentive in the world. The people that we should be mad at is our leaders. The people that we should be mad at are the people that are that are providing
encouraging
these crazy incentives and encouraging these people to make this dangerous journey.
Yeah, I totally agree. I completely agree. And, you know, as a taxpayer, it's just such a slap in the face.
It is a slap in the face.
I don't know what's happened to my, there you go. Look, do you see this? It gets a little bit worse. Foster family was told to vacate their rent and home to make room for migrant children.
I saw that.
This is happening here in the United States live. We are getting preferential treatment for illegal immigrants based off of people who are in dire situations, all on taxpayer dollars. This comes from NBC K5, and this is a plan to house migrant children from the surging crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. There's the word surging. Will leave a rent and foster family with no place to call home. Edmundo Serena Sanchez said that he and his wife were notified in February that they would have to vacate the rent and house where they have nurtured and raised Washington State foster children for nearly 7 years. It was just senseless. Everything they did was irresponsible, Serena Sanchez said of the move-out order that came after a year of lockdown from the coronavirus pandemic. The couple have fostered about 20 children over the years in a spacious house along Lake Washington. The house is a part of a campus of facilities owned by the Friends of Youth, a nonprofit based on Kirkland with a 70-year history of providing services and housing for homeless and foster youth. They reviewed our organizational goals this past year and have chosen to pursue a different strategic vision. And I'm sure that, you know, that's why sometimes you say, here's what's interesting, where money flows that a lot of people miss. A lot of these charities are backfunded by grants from the government. And it's a way of getting the money trail off of the government.
Yeah.
So what they do is they, because I'll admit this, you know, I've been offered thousands of dollars. I've been offered a lot of money in my life to make propaganda videos for certain countries and governments. It's like a real thing. I get contacted by special operatives and by lobbyists and agents and stuff to work with governments. And I don't do it. I've never done it. I promise you, I've never done it. I do know a lot of
that
people.
Hasn't happened to me.
I do know a lot of people who have made content for countries like Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. I have friends and people that I know that have done agent work and taken money from foreign nations and from lobbyist groups. Specifically,
whip up that propaganda. Well, take that. Give me that check.
I mean,
highest bidder. Come
well,
on.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, our mainstream media networks are CIA extensions and FBI extensions. So they're taking the money. It's not uncommon. This is how the media works. So a lot of the stories you get, which is why a lot of people don't talk about things like Qatar or Mossad or stuff, because they're getting money from these organizations. You don't hear a lot of criticism of the CIA because they're getting money from these organizations. It's government money, right? But the CIA isn't spreading propaganda. CNN is spreading propaganda.
Right.
That's different. So that's the same idea of like money goes into these groups and then they are telling, well, we would also like you to spend it here. And then they go, well, yo, we're not spending taxpayer money on $2,500 checks to people. It's the Youth for Home Migrant Center.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, who got a $27 million grant donation from this woman who works for the Biden administration, like this, that came from the infrastructure bill or whatever. It's always like you look back and it comes from the federal government. We pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's donating $200 million to house migrant children. That's not a thing. Nobody's donating that.
Well, and that's why it was so frustrating when I saw James, when I saw your work that you had done to capture all of this footage with all of the people with the, that we talked about earlier with the envelopes, with the manila envelopes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, who is funding that? It's quite obviously they're taking too many people in.
It's too unbelievable to be self-funded.
There's too many people. What organization has that kind of backing that they can just fund that?
Well, that's why we're trying to figure it out. A lot of them won't answer the question, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, you're giving $2,500, you're giving a flight, like you're giving all this stuff. No way this is cheap.
Well, and if it was a charity, wouldn't it be fine if the people answered the question? That'd be great publicity.
100%.
And they'd be like, look at what all that we're doing for these people. We have all of this money. I mean, apparently it's fine for people to be illegal in this country, so they shouldn't think about a blowback.
Well, you mentioned this earlier right here. You mentioned this, and I want to bring this up as sort of our segue into just bringing up the direness of this. This comes from Fox News. Is, you know, the school system is shut down. They in Los Angeles, they're not going back in a lot of the cities. I think Orange County's back, but I know San Diego's not either. San Diego teachers are given option to teach migrant kids in person instead of American. So we all know these horrible, fat, narcissistic educators who can't seem to get to the point to understand that the job's not about them, it's about the children.
Right.
You know, Kamala Harris laughing, you know, like parents struggling to raise their kids and teach them. And they're just sitting there like struggling under COVID. And you're like, so funny, Kamala. So hilarious. Freaking hilarious. Yeah. Just like the election. but San Diego teachers give the option. And it says here that San Diego teachers have been given the option to replace work shifts at their schools with shifts teaching migrant children in person at the convention center in San Diego. More than 700 unaccompanied migrant children are being housed at the center, where some teachers are volunteering to give in-person instruction. And this is the bull that I hate. I just getting through all this, I cannot handle the fact that when you look at this, it is like this is an intentional destruction from the migrants, being illegal immigrants being pushed into the up north, to our taxpayer buildings being used to fund these people, to bringing them right into our cities, not screening them for COVID, giving them money, giving incentives, catch and release being reinstated, not building the border wall. I mean, this is the Democrats' plan for America. They will destroy it at the expense of accumulating and consolidating power. And we have to take it back. The populace has to take it back. This is disgusting. It's abhorrent. And it's like, I have nothing good to say, and I would not be surprised if at some point a war broke out in this country, because this is an invasion. It is not. This is like, oh, well, why would you attack your own government? I'm not promoting that. Right. When your government is importing people that are not a part of your country and using your money to fund them, that is a foreign operation. The government is working rogue. And I know I'm sick of it. I'm sure you guys are sick of it. And I just, it's like, what do we do from here?
It's America last. It literally is America last. And I told you guys right before we went live, basically, you know, I'm a calm guy when it comes to talking politics, very calm, usually. This is, after seeing this is something that actually upset me, just because it's so outrageous. It's so America last. It's such a smack to the face. This right here, smack to the face to parents that have been struggling to maintain tutoring their own kid for at-home learning that basically did it all of 2020. And now they're seeing this. They're saying, okay, well, yeah, migrants are getting a nice priority. This is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you, I think that parents are going to be, especially, you know, parents in San Diego, parents in California, especially, because they have been especially absurd about this, they have to be waking up. Because, I mean, I know how I am. I'm in Texas, and I still had to pull my kid because remote learning is total crap. They're not learning anything. The teachers are making it up as they go along. So I had to pull my kid. I'm homeschool. I'm working full time I had just gotten pregnant before all of this pandemic hit, and I'm faced with being pregnant, working with my you know, homeschooling my child out of thin air,
and a dog.
Yeah, it's important mention.
And so then next year rolls around. Remote is still crap. They haven't done anything to fix it, and I had to pull my kid, and now I am homeschooling him with my full-time job, with my baby, all of these things that I didn't plan for because I will not tolerate them doing these things to our children, including all of the masks. So I think that a lot of parents, hopefully in California especially, are going to be waking up to this when they see the government blatantly slapping them in the face, blatantly showing they don't care about these kids.
I don't know how people do it. I mean, you're like a super mom. That's amazing. Kudos to you. But like, I drink a lot of wine. Yeah, good.
Good.
Well, you know, I don't know how people do it. And they see this, this smack to the face. I mean, people must just be losing.
They have to be. You
should be losing your minds. If you feel like you're losing your minds, guys, I just want to say you are okay to lose your mind because you should be mad at this. You should be pissed off. You know, and I want to say a big thank you to my guest today. First of all, Sarah Gonzalez, who will now be a regular on the show. I told her I wasn't going to have her on until the set was more complete. And now that it is, we'd love to have you on always. Please support her. All the links in the description. Follow her. If you're a blind viewer, I'm just letting you know, you haven't heard.
Sucks to be you.
She's kind of better to watch on camera than to listen to alone. Both are good.
I'm not a radio person.
She doesn't have a face for radio. Follow her. That's not the only reason why. She's smart, but you're missing out. And James, we'll just not be sexist. And the
He's
show
is bad. He's easy on the eyes too. Let's be real.
James is, if you're a blind viewer, what do we call him?
If you're a blind viewer, you're having a bad day.
Yeah. You're having a bad day. Just to let you guys know that our newest, a couple things before we get into this, I'm going to announce our newest member of our Diversity Coalition and read a couple reviews. But before we wrap up, I want to let you guys know that the way to support the show as we get deplatformed regularly, videos deleted, it's hard. And the way that you continue to tell Blaze to support the show, even when for some reason no tech companies will, I don't know why, make sure you go to blazetv.com/Elijah. Please join us in the fight against censorship. Join us in the fight against deplatforming. Join us in the fight against restrictions on our constitutional rights. If you go to blazetv.com/Elijah, you can get a subscription to this website. You saw even Steven Crowder. Oh, cool. Gets banned for a week. Gets his videos deleted. Guess where they still are? I don't know. BlazeTV.com. So remember that. There's a lot of things. We have a lot of videos that are not here that are there too. Please support us there. And I want to read a couple of the reviews from you guys. You can always get your reviews read on screen. If you leave that 5-star review, we got one from It's Zach Mother Effa, I think. Says, my favorite podcast with a thumbs up. It's like, I would say that's a blend of like Caucasian skin. Just started listening to this a couple months back. I listen to it religiously while I'm working now. Awesome show. I like when he has multiple people on.
Hey.
Hello.
You're having a good time.
Zach.
And we get to listen to different angles and points of views on topics. We also have one from Azdrigdiv.
I hate trying to read these names. Azdrigdiv.
Says, glad I found this podcast. I've been a longtime Crowder, Shapiro, Glenn Beck follower and a Blaze subscriber. And I'm slightly ashamed to say I only recently started listening to this slightly offensive after seeing you several times on Louder with Crowder and the News and Why It Matters.
Hey, you're welcome.
There you go. I finally decided to check out your show. And my only regret is that I didn't listen earlier. Great content, great sense of humor, all around stupendous show. Keep up the great work, Elijah and Savannah. And lastly, I just want to say, James, could you reach over and grab the camel guy? Could you reach it? Yeah. Can you reach him? Can you move your mic? This. Yeah, you can move it for a second.
Impromptu over here.
Grab him. As you guys know, we are building our diversity coalition. Someone sent us this totally non-racist, non-stereotypical Arab.
This isn't racist.
Yes. And we've been asking for very suggestive names for this person. And people are naming him Camel Joe with a K. Camel Joe. Which is no reference to camel toe. And it's killed with a K.
Absolutely not.
It's Camel Joe.
Absolutely zero reference. It's a Camel Joe. Think about it.
Yeah, and that's it, guys. So anyway, like I said, please always leave those reviews. Support us. Support our sponsors, AR500 and Start Mail. Also, please support our lovely guests. Thank you, Sarah, so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this build quality is actually pretty cool.
And thank you, James, for coming on. My name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host of the best worst show on Blaze TV with amazing 8K graphics. That's the kind of money that your subscriptions get you. Savannah was also here today, too. I think she can pop in for 1 second. She doesn't have a mic today. Are you here? She's not going to show herself. Oh, there she is.
There she is.
As beautiful as ever. Savannah Simps, where are you at? Have a great rest of the week. And may God, seriously, right now with this border crisis, bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.